Well, today, almost done, about chatzitza. I want to talk today about two different things. One is a tzitzis-related issue. The other is about the posture, physical position of someone who goes into the mikvah. First, we'll talk about the tzitzis issue. So again, our source number one is the pasuk in Parashas Shmini, which introduces the concept of a mikveh. Perek Yud Aleph of Vayikra pasuk Lamed Vav. We saw yesterday, Ach Mayan, ubor mikveh mayim yeh tor, right? Two things mentioned, a mayan, an underground spring of water sources underground, and a bor mikveh mayim is a pit that something dug out, which has a collection of water in it. So yeh tor, that can't become tameh. Rashi explained to discuss a little bit yesterday, in Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Lamed Vav Vayikra, two, Ach Mayan ubor mikveh mayim mechuborim lekarka. As a part of it, they're built into the ground. So then, ain mekabel tuma. But olish malalamid, or a little more rather, yiyat torah hatovem tuma tumasa. The word yiyat torah, they have the capacity to make something else torah. The sifra, which I don't think I showed yesterday, maybe I didn't, says in Parsha Tes, the end of Parak Yudos Gimel 3, imam mayan mitar bezochlin af mikra mitar bezochlin. Okay, zochlin means flowing water, that's zochel, right? Flowing. So, if we have an equation between Mayan and Bor Mikveh Mayim, so I would think that just like a Mayan, the underground spring, right? That's flowing water. It's free flowing water. So maybe Mikveh also is on Mitar B'Zochlin. So we say, no. Tamalomar Ach Mayan. That's a drasha. A Mayan, Mitar B'Zochlin, a Mikveh B'Ashborim. A Mayan is Mitar only Dafka with flowing water. A Mikveh is Dafka not with flowing water. That's one of the reasons why when you make a Mikveh, you want to make it, airtight, watertight. Because otherwise, the water flows out. There's a problem with zochlin, right? One of the issues. But ashborin means a dugout. You know, ashborin means like the word lishbor, broken. Ashborin, broken, built out area. Okay? All right. That's what the Brisa says. So there is a Gemara in Nida, Samach Vav Med Beis. Going over to Samach Zanim and Aleph, four source four. Omar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Isha lo titbol bin Namal. She shouldn't go to a mikveh in a port area. Namal is a port in modern Hebrew as well. Namal is a port. Okay. Look at Rashi in 5. Neither sounds down out 5. Benamel, Porto. I guess the same word, Porto, is the Latin word. Right? It's the same word, port. Why? Mokom shasfinos nikbos. That's where the boats dock. Shemalos tit vechotes. Because there's a lot of boats come in. Obviously, she's not going to be going to the mikveh when boats are getting out. But it means that that area, there's a lot of dust, and not dust, but dirt. From the bottom of the water, when boats come in and out, there's always dirt kicking around, right? So she shouldn't go into that place because they can get on her and it's be a chatzitzik. Even begin to get on most of the body, actually. Because the nature of boats coming in and docking is the water bubbles around and there's dirt and so on and so forth. So near the shore of a port area, there's a lot of dirt. That's where Rashi says the problem is. Okay. Then Gemara continues on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line of four. And Afal Gav the Hashtaleka, even if nothing on her right now, Amar Berduni Nafal. Okay, it's a funny word. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Always looking at Rashi says Berduni Nafal. Hatit Me'aleh, the dirt, the mud got on her by itself. Berduni Eni Yodei Lashono. I'm not familiar with this word, Rashi says. Benira Shaloshin Shikshu. Shekishkish. Kishashikshuha. Shekishashikshuha. Bamayim, right? Maybe again, you know, it comes on to bottom line is, however, exactly the standard, we're afraid that in a normal area, there's a lot of dirt that'll come on and end up being a chatzitza. Okay? Then the Gemara says, in the end of it, I referred to this yesterday, it's also more in the Dharma and elsewhere, top of Samazan, second part of four. Avua de Shmuel. Ovid Labinte Mikvos Biyome Nisan Umaftsi Biyome Tishrei. The father of Shmuel made for his daughters some sort of mikveh for the summer month, Yome Nisan, and Maftsi, Mapatz is a mat. Okay, mat. Mats in for the Yome Tishrei, the fall and winter months. What's going on with that? So Rashi says, you know, in the springtime he had his daughters use a mikveh, and in the wintertime he had them go Maftsi. We'll see what that is. Let's look at Rashi. Okay, mikvahs b'yomei nisan, mikveh mayim mechunasim ve'einan tovelos b'nahar. He had them go to a mikveh with gathered water, right? Kavu mayim ve'einan tovelos b'nahar. During the spring months, nisan, you could not be tovel in a stream or a river. Why? After the rainy season, so the water level of the river or the stream is raised by the rain. We might add as well by the melted snow that comes off the mountains and comes down. That's how rivers get their water from melting snow and so on. Okay. So you'll end up having in the river Yishem a Yirbu Notfin Ala Zochlin. The river, the stream itself, is flowing water, right? From an underground source. It's a flowing water. But it may be that there's more notfin, dripped water, rainwater, than zochlin. That's a problem. The Tanya Bitaras Khanim, Mamayan Mitab Zochan of Mikra Tabazochan, Komer Shemat Bilan Khunasam Derek Sikilosam, Kodam Shinikbu Nakumikra Tamaloma, Ach Mayan, Mayan Mitabazochan, Mikra Tabash Borin. A mikveh ashborin is just the opposite. It's been gathered, not flowing anymore. The water's not flowing. Still water, as opposed to in a mikveh, still water. Again, that's why I said you have to build the mikveh, the cement is tight, it's watertight. So otherwise, no zechila. All right? And he quotes a mishnah, Mos, azochin, kemayin, kom, azochin, shunoros, kemayin, vanotim, mikveh, umayim, hanof, meahorim. If you have a Mayan where the water is coming down and so on, it's not mezochlin. It's not metar bezichila, flowing water. Hilchot. V'yomei nisan shenisraba hanoi degeshamim chayah shemarabu notin shabo al chayim shabo. Chayim means you got live water from underground spring. You may have too much. Ubat luzochlin. Then a bittel, little bro. V'ein metar is atomic. Atoga and there's chila kol noros olam. Okay, and that's why he would make for his daughters a during the Yom Nisan, during the month of Nisan, we have this problem because the winter, Yom Nisan means the end of the winter, right? And the winter is exactly when the rainy season has come to an end and snow is melting. That's why you have that concern. And he says, aside from Yeshua, first to meet a mind, Zachayim Lazavah. That's a big chumrah, okay, which the Torah, in last week said, the Torah talked about when you need mayim chayim. So for a zav, what about for a zav? I think we talked about it once at the very beginning of the year. Okay, you have to have a mayim chayim, live, a mayim water, which would pass a lot of mikvos, okay, if you insisted on that for mikvah. Anyway, lav milsi, he says, etc. All right, now, what about Yom Tishrei? Last Rashi in 5. Umav tzev Yom Tishrei. Shetolvin benar shazochin merubin. In the fall, right, in Tishrei time, the fall and the winter, after it has been rained for some time, then for sure, we can rely on the fact that the water in the river, when the stream, is zochin, right? It's from the underground source. It's not from rainwater. It hasn't rained in months. Let's remember the rainy season in the Middle East. Okay, it doesn't rain basically from Pesach on. Right, more or less. It's a different climate here. But in that area, in Eretz Yisrael, in Babel, and so on and so forth, it almost never rains for several. That if you go to Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, you don't have to bring a raincoat. It's not going to rain. Okay. So, when Yom Tisha should Tovlin Benar, then they would go. They would have to go into this mikveh. They would go in the stream. Okay. Shazochin Merubin, because then certainly the flowing water is the majority. What are we worried about then? So, here's what he used to do. What are these maftzei, the mats? So alvipnei chatzitzas hatit nosen machtzolos benar sheover salayim. He put these mats on the ground, in the water, so that's what they would stand on when they went into the mikveh. So the purpose of these maftzei, that the Gemara says on some of Zayin and all these maftzei, the purpose of these mats was so they would be standing on those things rather than in the mud at the bottom of the water. You follow? That's what Rashi says. So says Rashi. Good. So that's the position of Rashi. You want to avoid the dirt. Don't go in the, and that's how the two parts of the Gemara related. Okay. Don't go in the Nummel because a lot of dirt there. And even in the river, it's not near a Nummel, but you don't want the dirt to get on the bottom of you. So therefore he put these mats down that they could stand on. Okay. Tosis learns differently. Tosis there and neither Samachov and Bay Zilmas Isha Lo Tipo Minomo. Cost of the Sarah Avakov the Hashaleka, and we do not find. Upirashashi Binomo, they shasinas regilus lil sham kosha motzi sham ti. And even though there's not, we were afraid that dirt came on, that's what Rashi says. He quotes Rashi. However, there's Ula Rabbeinu Tam Nira, Rabbeinu Tam has a different understanding of this dip. Rabbeinu Tam Nira, Kapirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Lo titba benomel. You know why? Nothing to do with the dirt. Ki b'nei adam mitzuyim sham. Uve isa, umeharis, b'nei bushim, b'nei adam. In a port area, there are people around. Even at night, there are people around, right? I mean, not so crowded, but there are always people roaming around. It's a public area. Okay, so she's going to go into the mikveh over there, and that's going to use that port, the water, by that port, and to go into the tefillah. She'll rush herself because she's afraid someone's going to walk by. Even with the private right now, some guy may walk by in 5 minutes. So therefore, she'd be nervous about. People coming by, and therefore it's a serious reason. Avidumia, the silta, Avitamin Sunusim, we talked about yesterday, balancing on something. A silta was a wood block. Remember this wooden thing? So she's afraid she's going to stand on it, so she's afraid of falling off. So she would, she'll rush her tefillah, she won't do a proper job. You follow? So two very different interpretations of what's going on. Rashi says the problem with the Namal area is the dirt that's kicked around by the boats coming in and out and so on. So there's always swirling dirt in the water. That's a chatzitza problem. And according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chanana, it's a tzniyas problem, right? And she'll rush her tefillah and won't do a good job, huh?
You mean like a public beach, which is closed at night, but she's,
right, because she's nervous that someone's going to walk by. There are always people going for a walk. Okay, I remember when I was in. Yeah, question.
According to Rashi, I've been dirty lakes. What is the scenario in which there's too much dirt that we're.
How much dirt is too much dirt? That's a good question. But again, I think sometimes when there's a lot of splash in the water, even after you stop splashing, the water's twirling around, right? And there are particles. There are particles. There can be particles, especially if stuff's kicked up from the bottom. If you go inside the bottom and kick up, so it'll kick around for a while. So if there are boats coming in and out, there's a concern. There's more dirt. And that's, I think, Rashi.
I'm saying the chashash, the dirt is going to be definitely such a meal.
Well, that's a question. I'm not sure. I guess Rashi understood there's enough of it to be mocked. Mm-hmm.
You know,
when
you look on
right.
That even speak
something
that's
new, that's female. Right.
So this is like might even be less than.
I presume. I know. I tried to illustrate it by saying there's a lot of stuff swirling around. That's how I understand it. You're right. Evidently, Rashi learned how we learn. I mean, that somehow there's enough dirt swirling around. That's an issue. Okay, that's an issue. But I mean, Tom doesn't like that at all. He said it's a concern. Like Nady said, probably, I started to say, I remember, I'm not going to the details right now. So my wife at one point was friendly with the Chabad Rebbetzin from Puerto Rico. Yeah, long story, but anyway, so she was sitting with my wife at a wedding. My wife told me that, and she was telling the stories that people come to Puerto Rico. People come to Puerto Rico for vacation. There's no mikveh in Puerto Rico. So, but there's an ocean in Puerto Rico, right? So she would take women to the ocean, and obviously found a far off place, not by the hotel beaches, a little further away. And she's telling my stories, people in hurricanes and, storm surges and this and that. There's all kinds of funny stories. But the Maisa, still, if you're near, so you go to some area that's not, obviously no people around, but still, the concern around the time is you'll end up rushing it. Now, the question is, if you learn that way about the Namal, so what's that got to do with the next statement in the Gemara about Avod the Shmuel? And the answer is, when the time said, with him about Avod the Shmuel, who appears, Mavti Machtzolos, Kimin Geder Benohar Letznia, Shalirua Over Meshavim. The mats were not mats on the ground, but there were mats that stood up vertical, not horizontal, and they made like a little box around where she was going to go, so nobody could see. That's what the mats. When Avuah the Shmuel, for his patent for his daughters, was some sort of a standing partition. That's what the maftzei are. It's not mats like Rashi said they could stand on to avoid getting dirt on their feet, but rather they were vertical mats, so standing mats. They were taller than they were, or whatever. So now it could become like a letznias. That's what it says. Letznias, yeruah over meshavim. Okay? So and then that changes. That also gives him a grijuna nafal. Doesn't make any sense. He doesn't have that girsha. Anyway, bottom line, Aruch Chosa says, you answer the bottom of Tosas, also mafti mishum letznias, and so on. So according to Tosas, The problem with being tovelis at a port is that there are people around, so you won't, you know, you'll try and go to the water quickly, you won't do a proper tefillah. And what Abu Yehuda Shmuel did was, for his daughters, was he set up, for the whole sugya is a tefillah sugya, bottom line. Okay, that's what the, that's what Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn. Okay, the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh, Shara Tefillah through Gimel, he learns like Rashi, okay, remember we had the case of the bed yesterday. Okay, so according to Rashi, we could ask, what's the problem? Didn't we say that it's okay because the water gets on you first? So we're worried about the mud. Okay, after all, right? We saw this part of the Rabbi yesterday, but he basically learns like Rashi. But we said, one second, what should be the problem with the dirt or our feet? Well, they need these mats to stand on. Your feet go in first, right? They're in the water before. So he says, maybe, it wasn't just that this mud, when you walk in, before you get into the water, your feet are already dirty. That's what he says, your feet are already dirty. Okay, so when you first go into the water, there's already mud and crevices, so you can get stuck and create a chatzitza on you even before you actually walk in. When you drop a bed into the mikveh, it's a taka true. The water hits the legs before the legs sink down to the bottom into the mud, right? In yesterday's case. But a person walks in, you're not jumping off a building or off a platform, your feet going first, you're walking in. Somebody, you know yourself, you walk into the ocean, your feet are already full of sand before you stood in the ocean, right? So that's the concern here. Then he says, Yesh Mishaomash Ainadin Zeba Adam Alamitabad. And he says, some say the whole din doesn't even apply to a person, they have no kula, okay? Because with a person, again, you know, the skin stuff gets in, the bed metals are different. So it's not a chatzitza, but it'll be a chatzitza for a person. In any event, though, he says the concern with this story in the Gemara is the concern of the, like Rashi said, that it's a chatzitza problem, okay? Then he says something else, which we discussed yesterday. He says, Mikol makom, mikol limod, she'ena isha tzricha lakros aglem in akarka, v'shatzila, right? She doesn't have to pick her feet necessarily off the ground. Oh, we discussed that already yesterday, because the water's already on it. Fine. So the Ravid learns like Rashi, bottom line, the concern here in this sugya is a concern of chatzitza. On the other hand, the Rif, in Shavuos Fovim and Beis, 8, Amar Shuvah Yitzhak Yishol Tipo Benom Neshem Mispayeshes Mnei Adam Ve'ena Tovelos Kahogan. That's like I'm on the top. But the concern is, the Tzia's concern, she's afraid that there are people around and she won't do a proper Tvila. Okay? The Rosh, well, first I have the Rosh, actually, Rosh Hashanah Rishon. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the Rosh. The Rosh, Hiltas Mikvah, Simon Laman Gimel 9, okay? He says, Amar Shuvah Yitzhak Yishol Tipo Benom Apirish Ashur Latip Bekoshim. Because Maseches Makvos, we allowed the case of the bed. Why is it different? So again, so he says in the third line of 9, V'yesh mechalkim in Adon Lekelim, V'shu kovet umakvi rovei atid. The bed is heavier, so it's less of a problem, not with the human being, stuff can get stuck inside. Umil, if you have tam shamay mekavim in lechalik. On the other hand, if the water gets in first, there's no chilik. And then he said, if in a tam perish, shere in a chananel, it's mishum de benoma shchicha inshi ubosho. The Yira, the Urea, the Tamar, the Lotitpo Kahogan. Okay, same idea. Okay. So again, the question against Rashi, to clarify, what the Rosh just said, okay, the question is from the Mishnah Mikvos. We saw yesterday, Parag Zion, Mishnah 9:10. Hitbil bo is Hamita, Afal Bishar Gla Shokus, Vidha, Ova, Tahora, anyway, Minishamayim and Kadmin. So the question is, that's a problem for Rashi. Now, it's a kash on Rashi, because why is the bed, when the legs are inside the mud on the bottom, why is that Tahora? And then with the person, it's Tamea. So the Ravid says, because by the bed, the water came first, okay, and by the woman, she had to walk in, so the dirt came first. That's not the Ravid answer the problem. The Rash, however, says over here in 11, the Rash from Shans, on that issue, on that Mishnah Mikvos, Perg Zion, Mishnah Zion, he says that it depends on different type of mud that we're talking about. Okay, if you remember, earlier, we have different type of teat, different type of mud, right? Teat ayotzim and teat ayom, and those are chatit no matter what. So the Rashi answers, the ain't chatot al teat ayom and teat ayotzim. The reason why the bed is not a problem is because it's talking about a different type of mud. So that's how he would resolve the stira. You can say the Rashi was talking about the Rashi answer. By the woman, it's talking about one of the three types of teat that are chotzeit. Okay, but the bed is talking about the regular teat. So that's another way to resolve the stira. And the run, then we'll get it. But we got this. So then, so again, we're trying to deal with Rashi, who seems to say that the problem with the person going in, you know, into the lake, I'm sorry, into this the river by the port, or the ocean, whatever it is by the port, is a problem of chatzitza. So how does that stem with the bed, which we said, even though the legs are inside the water, but inside the mud, I mean, it's still not a chatzitza. So a different answer. The Rabbi says, because with the bed, they hit the water first. And the person, when you're walking in, you don't hit the water first. You have to get the chatzitza on you first. The Rash says that they're talking about different types of mud. And the Ran on the Rif, in Shabbos, Chav Tesla Beis, in the page of the Rif, where that Gemara with Abu the Shmuel, that he made for his daughters, is also mentioned. Okay. He says that with a human being, we have a bigger concern if you look about four lines in. There's more place on the human being for mud and stickies, you know, to get in than on a bed. The bed, you have metal posts that fall into the, there's no cracks and crevices. The person is cracks and crevices. That's what the Ran basically says. A woman shouldn't be because, you know, okay, so that's, those are different theories too. All right. How do we pass into the Rambam? Parak Aleph Aloch Yud Aleph. Parak Aleph Aloch Yud Aleph. 13. Nuchas Mikvos. Isha Eina told the Nomen Isha Spayeshes. He says, like the Rif, like I'm in a Tom, that the concern in the Nomel is that she'd be, you know, worried about people walking by, and therefore she'll be a little nervous, and she'll, you know, Mishpayesh in her ear, but Eina Tavos Kahogim. But, but like with Shmuel's daughters, if she builds some sort of a partition that blocks the public view from what she's doing, then it's okay. That's the Rambam over there. Okay, just that's the Rambam for our topic. Just I also printed the Rambam in Parak Tes of Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Yud Gimel. We just to distinguish between a river and a regular mikvah. There, Rambam Paskin, Amayim Azokan Amalayim, Harayim Kemayin Acholdover, Amenatzin Amayim Apushayim Torah, Harayim Kemikvim Eimatarim, Elak Barabam, so hold it. As we still water. Okay, and that's no good for Zav and a Metzorah, or for Lekadesh Merchatas, the water for the Paraduma. Hayo Zokh and Mayim is Avin and Atom, when they all mix together, it becomes like a Mayim. But, Bim Ravo Hanotum Al Zokhan, if you have this flowing water, but now because of the rain and the melting snow, you have more of the other water, the Chayim Ravo make Shalom, no, ain't on the time of Zokhan of Ashbarin. And the Fichah Tzok Lach Elakif Mafet, who cares what was Hanar, more of a Shingoba Mayim from Hanar, we pull back. He had something else that was accomplished by Abu and the Shmuel. By building this partition, you know, let's assume a four walls partition, it wasn't just for tzniyus reasons, but also because that made the water, that's like a mikra, now it's contained. Right now it's like, more like an ashbora, it's a place that's cut out. So even if there's more rainwater, it's okay because it's in, that's always shver, unless you really made it watertight, but that's what the Rambam said. So let's turn now to Tzif Lamed Gimel. Okay, Tzif Lamed Gimel. And the same what I just said, an enclosure is not only a tzniyus thing, but also maybe makes it into a mikvah as opposed to a mayan, so you don't have to worry about what the water is. All right, bottom line, Sif Lamed Gimel, here in our Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches, 15. Lo sitbo b'mikvah sheyesh b'karkos atit mishum chatzitza. Should not immerse in a mikvah where the bottom is made out of mud, because that's a chatzitza issue. Elo imketitim azmaros, because unless there's some branches or some things to stand on, so you're not in the mud. Again, some darshan mekabel tumah. In tavla yesh om shalom also tefila, and some say that tefila is no good. Others disagree, but some say tefila is no good. Tefila that's the place it would work, but most are matir. Okay, so that's the shulchan aruch. The shach in sukkotin yud aleph, some say sukkotin mem zayin says yud aleph yesh omer that even though we said that only certain types of teeth are chatzitza, okay. This is also the same type of mud. Okay, that's what he suggests. That goes back to Ron who mentioned before. Fine. Okay, Vaita. Rabbi Yerucham, 17, told us on Rechav and Asid Chobov Chelakei, two letters got knocked out, Mem and Chof, which then Mikan. It's saying Mikan, Yesh Limchos, Benosim, Shetolos, Benaharos, Ovisasayam, Bemakom, Shirez, Benagayim. You should really, the Rabbi Yerucham said a person should not be told in a place where they're near the shoreline or where there are people around. Because again, it's no good. You'll be too nervous. You'll do it quickly. But he says that anywhere that it's usher to go because of Tzia's concern, but if you went anyway, the mikveh counts. Okay? The mikveh, the tefillah counts. In other words, the Ben Yerucham says that a person should not be tovel in a place where goyim are there and can see. Okay, but if she did, it counts. And even the chatchila can go if you have some place to partition off, you know, some kind of enclosure, as we mentioned. All right, that's the Rabbi Yerucham. The Beis Yosef here in our Rabbi Yerucham is saying, I think so. He said, Yireos Menagoyim. No? I think so. The Beis Yosef quotes this Yirei Rucham because what he's bothered by, why does it say Yireos min Agoyim? But what if they're Jews? There's no tzius problem. You hear? That's what the Beis Yosef deals with in 18. Here in our Sim quotes that he says, Most Lamadal, Tzif Lamadal. He quotes, Kosev Yerucham, Kain Yeshu, Rosh, Doz, and Rosh, Vosai, and Vachon, Yerus, and Agoyim. Ve'eni Yodei, Lama Kosev, and Agoyim. Right? It's not a Goya problem here. Where it's a woman's going to the mikveh, so the Jew also shouldn't see her. You know, when she's in that condition. So a little wonder why she embarrassed in front of going more than non-Jews. I mean, more than Jews. Okay? So that's what he's bothered by. Any idea? He says, I feel a bit of a question. Yisrael may have to yod. Okay? Milipo shamach the yod. He's buying a shimara of a lipo look over. But he shows that doesn't understand why they're bringing Yerucham. Unless it's just, you know, Agav, that's what he talks. But you know, he said, going, but it doesn't mean only goyim, but he says from goyim. The Ramah, the Dark Emosha says there are two different types of fear. Okay, Dark Emosha there in Os Yud Dalet in our Simchat Kuf Tzarichas. The Ramah writes the Dark Emosha. Lina the Ben Yerucham lo machas aboshes kamar became pshita dein lechalak ben goyim Israel. He wasn't saying that the issue of tznius. Ben Yerucham did not mean that. Okay, now come back to your question and saying, Rambam, well, no. The Ramah here is saying not like that. One saying the issue is not boshes, because the issue is boshes and tznius, that would not make a difference to a Jew or non-Jew. Rather, the concern is here, is that Shiyir ben Agoyim shall Yizikula. We're afraid the Goyim will harm her. No Jew is going to harm her, but that's the concern. The non-Jew is going to harm her. Okay, so the Dark Emotion. Now, Shulchan Aruch rules the Sifu Lama Dalet here, 20. Lo sitbo b'mokom shesh bo chashash yiro b'nei adam. If the concern is that she can be seen, like the tznius matter, and don't go to a place where people, he says, b'nei adam. Nesh metoch tach meheres lipo b'eina medak dekash b'tfil osam. Because again, she'll hurry, she'll get a rush, and she won't be so medaktik, and she'll make a mistake. But b'dievet also l'tfil, but b'dievet, it does work. All right, so that's the sifrim over here along Beis Lama Gil. Okay, good. Now we come to the question of posture, okay, the position of the body, and how the body itself can become a chatzitza, possibly. So with the point of departure here is a Mishnah in the Goyim, okay, which has nothing to do with us. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, okay, except that part of this Mishnah is quoted. That's what I'm showing it to you. It's not really our issue at all. Ketzad Re'ias HaNegas, Negoyim. Negoyim Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, a person that has Nigei Tzaras, right? He has some kind of Tzaras, so he thinks it's Tzaras, he has to show it to the Kohen. So how does he show it to him? Well, what position is he in? What posture is he in where he shows it to the Kohen? So the Mishnah says, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, Ketzad Re'ias HaNega, Ha'ish Nireka Oder Uchmos Exesim. He should stand like he's Oder is like, well, tilling, I think is the word, but like with a hoe, you know, like a hoe or a rake, That's the position you should be in. Uchemos exasim, or stretch and stretching out like you're picking olives. All right? Says Rashi. It's not a Rashi, but the Bartanura. There in the Goyim Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet 22. Ka'oder chmose, derech ha'oder mafsik v'aglo. When somebody is, you know, working with a hoe, so your legs are spread apart. Okay? The legs are spread, they make space between your legs. But derech ha'mose, when you're picking olives, magbia is ro'oso. Okay, you lift up your hands, right? You lift your arms. So Oder Chov Rakarka, Mosek Localization. Oder means you're digging the land with a hole, and Mosek means localization. So the cup is stretching position. Okay? That's what you should be in to show the nega. So you can see that it's not gonna be covered by folds of the body and fat and whatever else. However, that's by an ish. What about Isha? Continues the mission of the guy in Perak Base, Mission Dalam 21. Now Isha ke Oreches. Oreches Rashi, that's a pas. She's doing, she's like kneading dough and making bread. And Rashi says, Shemafseke says, her legs are a little bit apart. Like when you sit normally, you're sitting now, your legs are a little bit apart. Okay? Uchamanika is Sabat Asbina. She's nursing her child. Rashi, Le'in Tacha Sadat. She nursed the child, so she'll lift up her breast a little bit so the child can latch on properly. Huh? So again, but I think it means she can. Spread, you should bend a little bit so that the breast is off the skin. I mean, each one of these phrases is talking about different parts of the body. So you're just talking about the breast itself. Okay? So it says, okay, like you're weaving, but on the mushechi, like your arms raised, you know, so your armpits are exposed. All right? Okay, the different things. Okay, Rashi says, communicate as well as the dad. The Mashinir Bos is Shah International Basis Torah. Okay, what's underneath is not going to be considered Basis Torah. Koreges Bom Nashechi Shemak Bes Yadda Yimanis, Larog Megalabes Hashem, and reveals the armpit. Ketaba Pishna Shadera Chatava, like we Yadda Smolas Megalas Shechi Smoli, Mashain Nerakak, National Basis Torah. Okay, so basically, it's all these stretching positions. Basically, your body should be stretched out a little bit when you go into the mikveh. That's what comes from this. This mission on Tomei Mikveh. This mission when you show Negoyim. Okay, this mission shows Negoyim, which offhand would have nothing to do with us, except that the Gemara needs us. Samad Zion 23, our Gemara, okay, says, Amar Ish Lakish, Ha'isha lo titpo ala derech yedei losa. Ish Lakish says that she has to stand upright, normal position. Okay, derech yedei losa. We know that from Arba Minim. You know, you take the Arba Minim derech, but learn that from the beams of the Mishkan, right? After Shittim Omdim, the boards of the Mishkan were vertical, not horizontal. Okay, because that's how they grow. But anyway, here it says Rish Lakish applies it here. And he quotes this mission in the Gaon. Kitan Ishner Kodem Most Exasim Ishner Kodem Regulation, not etc. So Rish Lakish is going to make the equation. The mission in the Gaon 21 was talking about the Gaon showing the Tzaras to the coin. Rish Lakish makes the equation. And he mentions also that she has to stand derech yedei losa. That's the Gemara Nida, Tamar Zion Amud Aleph. Rashi explained, 24, Lo sipa la derech yedei losa, komar, lo titchek zo'osa al b'sara. Okay? Don't press tightly her arms against her body like you stand at attention. That's not normal. Derech yedei losa means a normal way she stands. Okay, we're not in the army. So it doesn't mean she's standing with like at attention, that her hands or her arms are against her flesh. Again, I give standing at attention. It's a good example. El raglev shoka zebzeh. Okay, below raglev shoka zebzeh, and her legs and her thighs should not be right next to each either. Okay, like when you damash maaseh. Okay, when your feet are together, not like that. Okay, so not like standing at attention, not like when you damash maaseh. Okay, ela kederach lechasa. She was always she's walking in normal standing. We call it in the army at ease. Right, and at ease, right? Masha Nichlas are covered, my ball, but whatever's covered is by flesh, that we don't care about. She also doesn't have to, shall we say, since Rashi kind of unfold or move parts of the skin and so on that are normally hanging in that position, but rather normal. Okay, and then he quotes and just explains the sugars in the drawing. Okay, like we saw in the mission by Nagoyim, which we saw in so I have to read it again. Rashi, exposes the underarms, and the most exasim is the legs are spread apart, okay, exposing the rear end also. Okay, so that's how she should do it. All right, so that is the sugya in Nida Sama Zion Amud Aleph. Now, if you remember correctly, we said a few days ago that the Gemara has a whole bunch of these things, and there is a girsa that said, remember, less halchasa kachol hanishmait. Okay, so the Ravid, look at 25, the Ravid, the Balei Nefesh, Shar HaTfilas and Beis, right, 25, hach tosa shmaitze kodachinu l'melchusot. The previous section was, I really should have printed it, but I printed it a little later, but we'll get to that. If you take a look, what are we looking at right now? Look in 51. Amar Yochanan Paskin, and Yochanan talks about the eyes. The eyes should not be open, but not closed tightly either. Okay? Sorry? Okay. So I'm not using the, she was. Okay, anyways, you hear what I'm saying? So that's the thing, we'll come back to it. But in 51, that's that same daf and nida. Someone said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Poschei nebi yoser, or otzmei nebi yoser, also tefillah. If her eyes are wide open, if her eyes are tightly shut, then there's a problem. Okay, we'll come back to that. Anyway, so the Ravid says, the sugya over there, he accepts his girsa, that less hilchos hanishmaitza, eloki ha, kaya de Yochanan. Okay. It's going on Rabbi Yochanan. The Shmaitz of Yochanan Hilchasai. With the Shlokish, Rama Isha Lo Tipa, the Dagger of the Alma, Him Shinsam, the Dagger of the Tabla, came and she shocked some Yosef. She bent too far, or she stood up too tall, Lo Kunu, and she was statuing Baba Kamas and Smoke Race's Tarn, Chain Chol Alam, because certain positions are a problem. Certain positions, water won't get into. So what the Ravid is saying is that we Paskin. Let's leave out Rabbi Yochanan for now. But we pass on like Reish Lakish that if she's too bent or too stretched, it's no good. Right? Like this Reish Lakish says, it should be Derek Adilasa. Rashba likewise, 26, okay, is the Torah Sabai Sarach by Zion Char Zion. Writes, Lech, he accept less Hilfas Akonish Shmaitza. All right, Ela Kihadam Reish Lakish. We do accept this Reish Lakish. Now he also adds that included in the less Hilfasa is Rabbi Yochanan. On the third line, the Rashba writes, "The low kihad of Yochanan, the pasuk of Yochanan, pasuk of that either Ella kihad of Reish Lakish." Okay, and then he discusses, "Is there machlokas for Yochanan Reish Lakish?" Okay, that's a question. Is there machlokas for Yochanan Reish Lakish? Actually, see, Yochanan says to keep your eyes closed, not too tight. It's still on 51. So, according to the girsa of less hilchos and kohen shmeitzer. Okay, Reish Lakish is basically, in a certain sense, more makel. Okay, it just says be normal. Okay, in other words, Reish Lakish is just one second. Again, hold on a second. Yes, again, Rabbi Yochanan said you shouldn't keep your eyes closed too tight, but relax is not to create wrinkles in the eyelids where water can't get in, and so on and so forth. Okay, and Reish Lakish said you should do tefillah in a normal fashion. All right. Now, so again, some have the statement after Yochanan that says we don't paskin this way. Less hilchos on kol hanishmaitza. All right. That less hilchos means, by the way, for tefillah labayla, as opposed to taras. Okay, when it says less hilchos, it's tefillah labayla. All right, so some say that when we don't pass the Yochanan, that chumah with the eyes is only required for Tumah Tara, and we pass like Reish Lakish. Okay, so in that case, Reish Lakish is really being more makel than the Yochanan. The Yochanan says that you can't, you have to be careful with your eyes, not to shut them too tight, not to be wide open. And Reish Lakish is makel. Reish Lakish just said, listen, he says, we accept Reish Lakish is saying, he's don't stretch too much, that's good enough. All right. That's if you accept this girsa. We reject Rabbi Yochanan, we take Reish Lakish as a kula. However, let's remember that Rashi and others didn't have this girsa. Okay? And therefore, you can say Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are making two independent statements. Okay? And basically, Reish Lakish is more machmir. Because Rabbi Yochanan is only worried about the eyes, the wrinkles in the eyelids, Rish Lakish is worried about throughout the whole body. Right? They have to stand in a certain way because we're worried about wrinkles in the whole body. That's a different way of looking at it. If we reject this girsa, we accept Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish is even more macher, because he's not only concerned about the eyes, but he's concerning about the whole body. All right? So the nafkamina will be, between these two approaches, is are we concerned about wrinkles throughout the whole body? You follow? There's two different ways to learn it. That's the question. So it's a machlokas, we have this girsa, and hence the machlokas, how do we relate the statements of, or what connection is there between the statements of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Okay, so again, if you have that girsa, if you do have that girsa, which the Tam and others accept, so then Rabbi Yochanan's statement is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, because that chumra is only by Tumah V'Tahara. Reish Lakish is Mekel. Reish Lakish says, no, that's only by Tumah V'Tahara, by Isha L'Baila. We're only worried about the, just stand normal. Okay, more Mekel Rabbi Yochanan. And the other Girsa, Rashi rejects that Girsa. He says, no, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are making two separate statements. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan is worried about wrinkles in the eyelids. Reish Lakish is worried about wrinkles throughout the body. Okay? That's what comes out in how to read the sugya. All right? So according to Reish Lakish, according to Rashi, we don't accept this Girsa. Reish Lakish is Machmir. Okay? And we should say that therefore we have to be concerned about chatzitz all over the body. According to the Tam, we have to be concerned about these chatzitzes. Rashba in a tshuva says in Chelek Aleph in Toftov Yud Tes 27, right? Sha'alta hod amina ish al tiba odeg lasa ish im nomar l'taris bavaro fil l'bayla. What's the Gemara going on? And the answer that Rashba gives, ha'girsa vishon liyosan ha'chmanena, she'ein chilek bein taris l'bayla. Okay, that's what Rashba writes in the Tshuva. There's no difference, no chilk between Tara and Labaila in this case. All right, the Smag suggests that for, Derek De Losa, she should, and that's how the Smag learns, I'm talking about the, there may be some chumers that we have with Tara, some of Labaila Lotzor. So it's about spreading your legs a little bit. Okay, the Rambam, Paskin simply in 29, Hilchos Mikvos Parak Aleph Aleph Yud. Ram writes, Aisha Tovelas Kader Kedeloso of Koregas Ukonikas Bino. All right, and he paskins that, again, like this Reish Lakish, Aisha Tovelas Kader Kedeloso. There are those who go so far as to say that's the Tashbates in 30, okay, the Kaddish from Yudayim, that if she didn't go Derek Kedeloso, Tila's no good, okay, because the water's not going to get in certain places. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that. I didn't print that Rambam. The Rambam also seems to say that when we say it's no good, that's only Labaila, only Lataris, not Labaila. But the Tashbait doesn't accept that. Okay, the Kaddish from Yudayim, he says, first he quotes from the Rambam. Mudibe Rambam is our parak brayz v'do near shalom amu b'dvarim elu elu le'in taras al labaya b'alei yesh lahakel. Okay, but he said others disagree. So let's see now our sif, Lamed Hay. So quote Sari Chesim and Lamed Hay. Good night. Leave out Lamed Dalad. No, we got it. Okay. Lamed Hay. Sif Lamed Hay. So if you look carefully, you'll see seven things. Seven things in the Shulchan Aruch. One, Lo Titbal Bekoma Zakufa. Don't stand stretched straight. Bekoma Shem is Tatimba because of the place that I mean covered, and hidden because of that. Two, Al Tashka Harbe, don't stoop. Don't bend down too much. Ad Shibiku Sarabazabazekin, when you bend, different parts of the skin touch each other, make folds. Ella Shochem Ma'at just has to bend a little bit. Ad Shisisre, Beserabanirim, Kedel Sheres Bishashiorechis. It's probably the lower part of the body is visible because she moves her legs a little bit apart. That's three. Four. The Yer Tachas Adair, Kedel Shanirim Bishashimanikus Beno. The bottom of her breast should be seen also, so she should bend such a way that she does that. Five, yeah, tachas beis hashechinira, kedek shenus ka'orgos bondin, karegas bondin, the underarm. Six, ve'ena tzarech laharchik or chasea zumizel yosemidai, she does not have to spread her legs apart too far. The other hand, the seven, lo laharchik zoseh migup yosemizai, you don't have to keep your hands away from the body. I said you can't stand at attention. You don't have to spread them all the way out. Elakaderach shem beis yiluch. When you walk, your hands swing freely. Right when you walk, that's what you'll look like. Bimshinsa kigon sheshos sabiyosu zokh. Doesn't change any of these rules. Says the mechaber, if you bent a little bit, you stretch. Also the tefillah. The tefillah counts. On the other hand, says yesh mishom or shalom also. Okay. That is the shulchan aruch. Now, the shach raises an important question. Okay, the shach says. It's called Mentes, basically we said before. Tzarachim is it. B'chein hod atzmeinah b'yoser. It was later on. So, okay. It accounts. Eina eleman degar tzvah tzvah les hilchus of kolon shmaitzah. Avon lechaber al kochol esfir lehoch. Yishar posak le'el gabe kol and gabe dam shemakah shechotzeis. B'zeh eina lemid delogar tzvahim b'shas. So the shach is bothered that idea that tefillah is good seems to only be the problems if you have the gears of less how hilchos are called shmaitza, which the mechaber doesn't seem to have. Okay. Okay. All right. So that's a shock. The Taz also wonders, what's the problem with the Eved? So caught in Lamed Ches 33. Taz wonders, what's the issue with the Eved? Okay, after all, my shlomi sif lamed, maybe shamay magdimin. After all, sof ko sof, even if she stretches, bends, or doesn't stretch the right way, and so on, lamaisa, when she got into the water, the may magdimin, right? May makadmin. So what's the problem? She got in. Okay, eventually she bent or stretched or whatever, but the water got where it's supposed to go already. No? That's what Taz wondered.
Means before by standing straight, so now some of the flesh covered other parts of the gear, but when she walked in, it got well. What's the problem? Okay. And even says towards the end, and indeed, the Taz. Again, we know they weren't allowed to have their feet on the ground, okay? Because there's already mikvah water on their feet when they first climbed in, right? Unlike the normal when you're walking through dirt, but you walk in the mikvah, especially like we discussed yesterday, you have the stone steps. When you walk down to the feet, so by the time you get to the bottom, it's okay to keep your feet on the ground. You need not pick up your feet. You can just dunk, so to speak, by bending your knees, whatever, go into the water. Squats, okay? Now, the squats will be okay. But if that's the case, the Taz says it should be the same thing with any wrinkles in the body. Once you walked in, she walked in normally. So then what's the difference with what position she is? The same thing. Water got to the moment she stepped in the mic before she curled herself up. We said, don't curl yourself up. Don't. But why not? What's the difference? Okay. So that's what the Taz is wondering about. So it should really be the same thing. Right, so let's see. So that look in 33 again. Kashali lama yifsal with David. My shlom isif lamed. This is the Taz of Kotan Lamed Ches. My shlom isif lamed. I mean, they shall my magdim and hachanami name a hachi. Like dima mayim, lo some come out them. Coach and nidbuku, ideas kifo, ashkia, or whatever. Standing straight or it's bending or curling, whatever you did. But they got the water got there first. All right. So he says, Yeshlom with the hachi, yesh chashash, you look about it, behem kaguf lamalam in a mayim. So he said, well, maybe the way she walked in, she was already bending a little bit and so on and so forth, so it was already covered from before. But if not, then it's going to be good. And he says the best thing would be to stand up straight. And his basic conclusion, if indeed she stood up straight and only curled when going down into the water, then taka, we can assume the water reached her entire body and it's going to be good. The only concern that she'll begin to curl up or bend down or whatever, even when she first goes into the water, in which case it would never get there. That's why the Taz recommends at the end, Nochon, Lichol Ishish, he recommends that the woman should first stand up straight in the mikveh to allow the water to reach every part of the body. And then you can curl up and bring your head underneath the water as well. Okay? That's the suggestion. That's what the Taz says. Okay? And the Shach, the Kudus HaKesef, disagrees. The Shach disagrees with the whole thing. Shach says, And again, the Kurtzai Kesef is in 34. It's in Kurtzai Ches here in Sif Laman 8, Os Gimel, Sikon Gimel in the Kurtzai Kesef. He rejects the whole Taz. Okay? He says, one second. He says, we only assume, and this actually was what the lady was asking about yesterday, possibly. So the Shach basically says in the Kurtzai Kesef that the Taz did not understand the deed of my Magdimin. He says, when your feet come in, so it's even if you're standing on the floor of the mikveh, there's still connection between the water and the body. It's not such a tight, you're not standing with your feet pressed against the ground. Your feet are on the ground, but there's still some kind of connection between the mikveh water and the water underneath your feet. Okay? The problem with the wrinkles is that even if the mikveh water does originally touch that part of the body when you go in before the wrinkles came, okay? But once the wrinkles come, now that water is cut off. The rest of the mikveh. Remember, Nadia was asking yesterday, right? The water's cut off from the rest of the mikveh. And that's a problem. All right? So he said the original water is not in contact with the rest of the mikveh water. Good, it's still wet. But when she bends down, so some of the fat, the layers of her body, depending on how fat she is, not, spills over. And now what's underneath there, it might be water there, but it's completely cut off from the mikveh. That's the issue. But the wrinkle will be so in such a way, you know, that the original water won't be in contact with the rest of the mikveh water. Okay, so therefore the skin inside that wrinkle is not in contact with the mikveh and it feels no good. That's a machlokas, the shach and the taz. All right, at the end, all right, so much about that. I mentioned also the Siddhi Tara. Siddhi Tara, and both the Siddhi Tara and Shira Tara and Sukkot Lion Bays seems to lean like the Taz. And so the Aruch HaShulchan also, Sif Pei Gimel, in 36. Okay, so that's for cooler. All right. Now the next issue is based on a Chuvas Rashba about the amount of water in the mikveh, the height of the mikveh, so to speak. Rashba writes in Chuvah Chelek Gimel Sim Reish Chav Dalet 37. He says, "Lo od." Just a moment. Yeah. Take a look at 37, the Rashba. Chelek Gimel Sim Reish Chav Dalet Chuvas. "Lo od elafila ha'orach hamikveh racha filo es amos ayur oyoser." What if the total size of the mikveh was good in terms of the amount of water? It's got more than memsa, it's long, and but if ain't a gavol lefachos on chatzi achaz, it ain't tovim bo. Elam kein shoteach kol gufo bekarka mikveh. Okay, if ain't a shoteach etzach al kapanim lachem kamos harba viu kamat mivin aver chaz. Let's say the mikveh is not high; it's got the requisite memsa. That's because it's long and narrow. All right, but it's not high. Okay, now how high is high? So he mentions, "Im eino gavol lefachos ad chatzi achaz," in the middle of the upper torso. Okay, the middle of the upper torso. Then ain't tovlin bo, unless you can spread out flat. You can lie flat, you know, go in the water and lie flat under the water. Otherwise, if you can't do that, then you can't go in a mikveh where the water's not that high because you're going to have to crouch, you're going to have to squat, and then they're going to be these kamatim, right? That's a problem. That's what the Rashba has in his tshuva. In other words, he's saying that if the height of the mikveh is not tall enough, okay, at least halfway up the chest, or the upper torso, you can't use that mikveh unless you can lie down and have your entire body under the water spread out, not bent. Because otherwise, that's what Rashba says. Otherwise, you have no choice. It's not that high, so you go into the mikveh. You're going to have to crouch. You're going to have to squat. And it's going to cause these kamatim and these folds in the body and so on. Now, so Shulchan Aruch, based on this, Paskin and Sif Lamed Vav, 38. Okay, 38. Sorach shamikva gavol mimal tibora zeres lefacha. Tibora is the belly button. Okay, it has to be a zeres, at least a zeres higher than the belly button. A zeres is somewhere between 9 and a half inches to a foot. Okay, it has to be at least that much higher than the belly button of the water. Okay, and the Biragua says because you've gotten membeis, they're not. Otherwise, you have to bend, and it's not going to be a problem. There are going to be laws. Okay, so that's what that's the ruling. The mikvah has to be the water has to be high, as well as having the right amount of water in it. Okay, otherwise you have to bend. There'll be a violation of derech de'ilo asa. And the Pirkei Tshuva adds, it's called Chafal of Zeres, it's Chatzi Amo, it gives you the amount, the measurements. Yud Beis Gudlin, somewhere between 9.5 inches and a foot. Okay? And that takes care of that. Okay, next. The Rashbo is another Tshuva. Cheluk Aleph Simen Tov Tov Yud Ches. Okay, all right, we'll go through this briefly. So he has it like this, okay? And this is a different tshuva. Chelek Aleph Simen Tov Tov Yud Ches. He asked a question, if you have a mikveh, ve'ein gufa isha ha'lipo ve'elem keni shetucha, ma'u lipo bo. Again, she can only fit in and if she's bending over. All right? So he says, Masha amu amu ruah shosh lav dafka. The shiura shemecha memsah, you have to have memsah in it, okay? And therefore, if you have memsah, even if she had to bend over, the tovela said there would be, then the field would count. Field would count. That's the Rashi of Ben Yerucham. Hold on. So if you got the way to go, so bottom line is, if you can stretch out the bottom, I quoted the Rebbe Yerucham, even if the mikveh is wider than it is high, it's as long as it's going to be total once. There's Chuvas Haran, they put the Chuvas Haran to the Tzalach Vav. The Esed Zbos. All right, by the bottom line, it seemed to be that as long as you can fit in horizontally, that's okay. It has the Memsah, that's the bottom line. And we figured out that's also Derek Del Awesome because you spread all the way out. Okay, that's what Shulchan Aruch says in Lamed Zayin 44 rather. Yesh Misha Omer, Sha'af Al Pi, Sha'ein Begoba, Me Mikol Azbem, Kol Gufa, Elam Kein Paneh, Gukuf, Kuj Makaka, Sha'per Dami. Unless she's flat off the ground, right on the ground, her face, her body is against the ground. That's good enough, even though it's not the height, it's not enough. Fine. All right, let's look at the last issue now. Here, we have again a Mishnah Mikvos, Parakhes Mishnah. Let's do with the mouth. Noson Se'ora Befia. Okay. A wife, she had some of her hair in her mouth. Okay. Her hair was in her mouth, not the broken piece of hair. Yeah, sometimes people with long hair, they'll take one thing and stick in their mouth. Some people do that, girls do that. It's a habit or something like that. So she has part of her hair in her mouth when she went in. Or kofta yada, hands were fisted. Kartza sosera, her fingers are pressed together. Then ki'il otaba, all these things are no good, says the Mishnah. Okay? The Rash, that mission, Parakhes Mishnah Hay in Mikvos, says, "Ptsasa and Eder Kartzalos and Dochag Shachas of the Beoser." All right, explains what it means. Fine, and the Rosh goes further. Shkartzas Oseh and Dochag Zulos of Beoser. He really gripped them together very, very much. That's the way Rosh left it. All right, it means that you close your lips. Doing the lips now. You close your lips very, very tightly. I'm just seeing where it's, yeah. Talks about the lips. Yeah, Nasa Sarbafia. Talk about the lips. Okay. Kartza Sosa. Good. So, therefore, the Rosh says in his Hilchot B'Kitzur, 7:48, Upia lo tikvot biyoser. She should not close her lips too tightly, but gam ena tikvot tok, Pia. Don't have to open it. Tasha Sosa, Zu B'Dibuk Benini. I don't know, like, for some reason today when they take selfies, a lot of people put their lips like to the kissing, you know, like the, I never understood why that is, but that's what the meaning is in the world. So that means you put your lips together like this. You know, not that they're not to be tight lipped and not open either, but like, you know, like this. It says Shashitashik Susal. Okay, the Divine Vanity. All right. Ramah 49 in the Dark Emotion, in Sifir Aleph here, says he quotes in Sharidur, it says, Chalachatir liftok piya. Just keep now open your mouth a little bit in the water. You can open your mouth without letting it water in. Okay, you can do that. He says, so he quotes the Sharidur, but he says, Lo Mashakin. I don't think it's right. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Laman Ches 50. Ain't a tzvich lektok piya, kadesh yikmin to vayim. Lo sikpo to se yasmi daim, kofta lo so tvila. Lo tashik so se zu dibuk menli. Right, so that's in terms of the lips. And finally, in terms of the eyes, that I referred to before, Rabbi Yochanan, assuming we paskin like that, Rabbi Yochanan says there are neither samazam and aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, we pascha and ebi yoser, you open your eyes too wide, that's no good. If you grip them tight, it's no good either. Because you open them, and Rashi explains in 52, samazam and aleph and either. Pascha and ebi yoser, what's the problem? That's chatzitza lamala, because above, when you do this, you're causing wrinkles above. Okay? And atzma in every yoser, if you close too tight, then it causes the chatzitz underneath. Okay, and that's why the Rosh writes, lo satzim in every yoser, the gam lo tiptach in every yoser, pen yachutzav apalamala, el atiskor in every rifyon. Okay, you close your eyes softly, you know, loosely. Tosus also says, this would go back to that Girsa question I mentioned before, right after Yochanan. The Chiyit Mahana, the Taras of the Bala, no. Okay? And okay. All right, one or two other things here. To mention. Yeah, the Tosa says, it's only by Taurus and so on. And look at the end of 54. We don't know this from Rashi in the Gemara, but Rashi in the Tshuva says we don't have that Girsa. All right? And who do we follow? So the Rosh, right? Rashi lo goras, so that's it. Okay? Like we said before. And Rav Alpha's goras, or the rift in it, okay? The over the town, the Kaakli Cheris Lomata, the Kaakli Cheris Lomata, the Nachon Lahachman Gingers is Rashi. That's properly Machmer, for that Shita, that we do include Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, the Rambam says in Perak Beis, Alachachav Beis 56, Pascha in Ebi Yoser, oh, it's Masmi Yoser also Tvila, but Medra in Taurus, Amal in Taylor, Malar is in Taurus. And Shulchan Aruch says, to the last Sifta today, Lamed Tes. Okay. Also to mention here in just a moment. So don't close your eyes too tight. That's basically what we said. All right, we've covered everything, I think. Yeah, so there's someone, that's why I'm finishing up, there's someone to make a chilek between that we will kind of lump together the mouth and the eyes. Don't close them too tight, don't open them. There's someone to make a chilek, okay? That's what the Shach is driving out in the last source in 58, so called Nanalov. But there might be a difference between eyes and mouth, okay? Because, you know, the eyes, even if they're closed tightly or open too much, there's not much chance the water, you know, isn't going to get in. But the mouth, you can keep water from getting in more easily. So maybe more mouth with the mouth. That's what he said. All right, we'll finish this bit tomorrow. That's it.